We mentioned a tattletale. What would you call an adult who would always get up and tell on other people? You'd say they were a what?
Troublemaker.
Troublemaker.
Yeah.
An adult who was always calling people on the phone and talking about this and that and other people, you know, they'd say she was a, or he was a.
I'd say she was nosy.
Okay, or a gossip, you ever hear that?
Yeah. I wouldn't use gossip that way. Like if somebody is sitting out on the step talking to each other on the telephone talk, I'd say instead of doing their work, they'll do nothing but gossip all day long on the front porch, the front step, or the telephone. They do nothing but gossip all the time.
Would a gossip be an adult, or could it be a little child?
No, I would say a adult gossip like that. I wouldn't say children. Yeah. I would just say children just talking, you know, you expect that from children. But adults ought to have enough work to do to not be gossiping on the phone all day long. Her, she's sick, but she's still on the phone.
Yeah. Now, something you might give a child to play with, a little child, you know?
A toy?
Okay.
A rattle? A little train or something?
Play pretty? You know what that was, a play pretty?
No, not a play pretty.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. You might say, now, I got to the show, and I asked the fellow at the show, what time does the show begin? And he'd say, well, it
starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay, or...
Well, it begins at 8 o'clock.
It begins at 8 o'clock, or, and it's 8:15, so the show must have...
Already started.
Already...
Begin.
Begin, okay.
Yeah.
Now, somebody might ask you, why are you out of breath? And you might say, well, I feel like getting a little exercise, so I...
Run. I ran
all the way home.
Yeah.
Now you get, you might ask, when you see somebody in the street, you might ask them, hey, what's new? And he'd say,
I don't know, nothing.
No.
They have a password that says, what's cooking?
Yeah, what's cooking?
Yeah.
You might say, now, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever.
Ever since.
Ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me ask you about the tight weather around here. When you have a lot of rain in a little time, you say you're having a what?
We have a lot of rain. Sometimes it beats 40-day rain, you know? Like, it'll rain for about 40 days, and we'll say that's leap year.
Yeah.
It rains for 40 days, that's leap year. But if it just ran occasionally like that, I'll just say it looked like we're going to have rain every day.
Okay. Now, the months of the year are December, January, and then...
February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. The days of the week are, the first day of the week is...
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Honor the what day and keep it holy, you say?
Well, that's the question. Because the Catholic keeps Sunday holy. And I know the spiritist people and the evangelist people keep Saturday holy.
Saturday is their...
Savage Day.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you...
Well, we keep Sunday holy.
We do too.
Yeah.
When you meet somebody about, say, 10 o'clock in the daytime, what do you say to them? 11 o'clock in the daytime?
Well, I would say good morning.
Okay. Until when?
Until 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. After 12 o'clock, that's evening.
Good evening. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever say...
Good afternoon or something like that.
Would you ever say anything to somebody any time of day? Good day?
Yeah. Well, that could be in the morning or in the evening. You could say good day to somebody. Or have a pleasant day or something like that.
What would you say when you're leaving?